And flights continue to arrive at Auckland Airport this evening. Checkpoint's Nick Troubridge has spent the day watching tearful reunions.
Hi Lisa, well yeah, at my last cross I was talking about that flight from Sydney that's just arrived, and we've managed to grab some of the people that have just come off this flight. This is Sasha, we've got Sasha's mother Lynn, we've got stepfather Peter, I believe, and Auntie Claire. Sasha's just got in on that flight. Sasha, a Kiwi living in Australia.
Yes.
How does it feel to be home?
Amazing, and such a relief. It's been a very long year, very emotional year, and I'm just so happy to be back. I don't know if it's sunken in yet, but so happy to be here.
There was a big hug when you saw your mother. When was the last time you saw her?
Well over a year ago.
Yeah. Last February.
Yeah. So very, very, relieved to be back and spend some good quality time with family.
Lynn, you've got the balloon. I saw you holding up that balloon in the back of our shop before. How does it feel, your daughter's home?
Absolutely delighted. We've been waiting for this for such a long time. I was over visiting my daughter and the grandkids in February of 2020, so it has been a long time, but just super delighted to have you home and love you so much.
Love you too.
Yeah.
And that was our reporter Nick Troubridge, who's with our camera operator Nick Monroe out at the airport as people are still trickling in from the first day of the Trans-Tasman bus.